Oh, this is the Real BS Show coming at you for
live downtown.
It's so hot outside. I can't tell you how hot it is. I don't know what we're going to do a show today, but I have no clue. I had no homework. I didn't do any preparation whatsoever.
This is a true BS show.
It's so hot outside. Yeah. Ooh,
so we're just going to BS this one up.
All right, we'll BS. So did you got some music? Because I don't have anything.
Yeah, I got
some
songs.
Music. Just oddball stuff. It doesn't have to be.
Just some wacky stuff.
Yeah. Oh, so people like to hear us talk sometimes.
Right.
More than the music, but the music's much better than just us talking.
Gives us a vocal break.
Yeah, right. Well, you're a little under the weather anyways, aren't you?
Yeah, just I guess I'm
you got COVID-19 now?
No.
Or 20?
No.
COVID-20?
I have the allergy 2021.
Oh, 2021, okay. Yeah. All right. Me, I just got old age, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm just getting old and crickety.
Yeah. That's how I felt this morning.
Older and uglier every time we get together.
That's how I felt this morning. I woke up and I was like, oh, just dragging. But I was able to move.
Well, this humidity will kill you.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, it's been a... we did get some rain today. That was good.
Yeah, really water those tomato plants, you know.
Yeah, so while we're thinking about what to talk about nothing, how to talk about nothing...
Yeah.
Why don't we play a little song of some sort? You got the music. I don't.
Yeah. So I got you.
Play some fancy stuff that you like.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. We'll be back.
Nobody knows how to say goodbye. Seems so easy till you try. Then the moments passed you by. Nobody knows how to say goodbye. Nobody knows how to get back home. Set out so long ago. Search the heavens and the earth below. Nobody knows how to get back home. Through the darkness to the dawn. Heard your voice leading me on through the darkness to the dawn. Nobody knows how the story ends. Live the day, do what you can. This is only where it began. Nobody knows how the story ends. Nobody knows how the story ends.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Are you folks out there in Ready Land? Okay, that was beautiful.
Yes,
it?
That was beautiful.
I didn't know you had such good taste there.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I thought you had punk rock kind of.
Not always, no.
You know? Well, that's good. Let's see. Talk about nothing. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm tongue-tied.
Right.
First time in a long time.
You know,
I think I'm cutting too much wood. That's what it is.
Yeah, that can keep you busy.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's a, you know, as things start getting, I guess, back to normal, you know, we have to kind of like rethink about things a little bit, right? You know, like, you know, a lot of things. we didn't do well while this was all going on. Many people didn't get together and hang out. And
well, we took everything for granted before, right. And then when everything got screwed up now, I don't think we'll ever figure out what normal is again.
No.
I think it's a bye-bye everything.
I think the key out of it for me is people getting together, you know, and there's something powerful about that. You know, we take for granted socializing, and I think that's a big part of it, you know? We're social creatures, so we need that. It's part of our nature to be around other people. And
yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
not a lot.
Not a lot. Yeah, there's a certain limitation, you know. I'll admit that.
I guess it's different for everybody, yeah. You know.
I just think about this. You know, look in the past, and people used to go to bowling, and they go to clubs, or they go to listen to bands, and all that stuff that people used to do is starting to kind of die off. You don't see people going bowling anymore. You don't see them getting in social groups or clubs. And I think we're missing out on that, you know. Social media is taking over everybody's lives, you know. People are
sitting at home.
Sitting at home. You know, you were talking about different people that, you know, that don't leave their home. And I think that's true. I think that's happening more and more frequently. There's kids not getting out and hanging out with kids and playing with them. And I think that's a tragedy, what's bound to happen, because kids don't know how to socialize.
I guess we're going to find out, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be a rough road.
Because, I don't know.
And mind you, I'm saying this as a programmer. So I make software for a living, and I'm very tied into...
So you talk to yourself a lot.
Yeah, I swear at myself, too, a lot.
That's where you learned how to cuss,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I learned how to cuss, you know. All the stupid things I do. But, you know, there's a lot of things I'm very tied into. And I will admit, sometimes you have to get out and just get away from it all. Disconnect.
Yeah.
Put the silicone obsession down.
Well, that's a good thing about playing music. I do have that option, you know.
Right.
So a couple times a week I get together with the guys and blow some steam off, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah, it really is. Really is.
Keep your mind sharp, too.
Keeps you younger. Even though it's not working.
That's not the fountain of youth, is
it? Yeah, who knows? I might add on another 10 years or something just because I play a little music. But, I don't know. Well, like I say, I don't know what to talk about today. It's raining really hard.
Yeah.
Ooh, trees down everywhere.
It's a rough summer.
Yes. It's I think the whole world's going to get a little crazy. You know, of course, it's been crazy forever anyways.
Yeah.
You know.
There's some short-term things that are happening that are pretty rough. You know, the West is going through their fire of hell, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
They're
running out of water out there.
Yeah, running out of water, and temperatures are extremely
high. You think you got an ocean just right next to you. What's the problem? Why don't they desalinate some water or something?
They're doing that in Africa, so I'm kind of shocked.
I think that's what Israel does, too, a lot of that.
Yeah, they're getting that salt water and converting it to fresh water, and you'd think more countries would be taking advantage of that because fresh water is very limited in supply. But, you know, we're blessed where we are, man. We got that Great Lakes there. We don't have to worry about too much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Which they don't get out west.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Let's play another song. You got another...
Yeah, I guess I'll
play another song.
Yeah.
People get tired of us saying we don't know what to talk about. Pick something out. Pick surprises. Pick something out and surprise us.
Sounds good.
So I heard. took all my things. That makes sense. The rest I can do without.
Real BS show coming back at you, and it's so hot outside. Holy cow.
Humid.
Yeah, humid too. Yeah. Not very humorous, no. But just humid.
No, we're in a nice, cool area, you know. It's kind of cold a little bit.
Yeah, but, right. Well, it's I don't want to say it. We get kicked out.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
So, you know, there's this weird thing I found recently, and it's called the most mysterious song on the internet. And it was back in the 80s. I think it was like 83 or 84. Someone in Germany was recording on a cassette tape the radio, and they were trying to catalog all the songs, and they end up finding like 10 songs that they couldn't figure out where the songs came from, because they didn't have any, like, they didn't say what song it was, or they didn't have any information at all. So they ended up going down to different on the internet. They'd publicize on the internet all the songs they had that were unknown, didn't know who the artist was, didn't know the songs, what the name of the song is. And people end up helping him work through all the songs. But they ended up finding only one of them. They could not figure out who the band was, or who what the song was, or what record company. Nothing, nothing. So this song was like, it's to me, it's not bad. It's a good song. A
mysterious song. Yeah, mysterious tune.
Yeah, it's a mysterious tune that nobody knows the band. And there's been some people step forward and claim that they made the song, but it's kind of questionable that they did.
Maybe the Distance Band.
Yeah, maybe. So it sounds like the 80s. It sounds like an early 80s song, but if you listen to the lyrics, it's actually a very interesting song what they're singing. Maybe the Distance Band.
You know, that's one of my troubles. I never listen to the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah. I like the lyrics.
Mostly all love songs, so what the
most
heck?
Of them, yeah.
You know,
some of them aren't. There's a lot of bands I listen to that are not.
You got to put your boots on to listen to them.
Don't make me laugh, bro.
Well, that's right. You got COVID-20.
No. Allergies 2021.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm upgraded.
Right. I'm behind the times here. Well, let's hear your mysterious song, and I'll tell you right away. Of course, I don't know that much.
Yeah. So you're a musician, so.
Well, yeah. Well, I pretend anyways.
Yeah, yeah. Don't let him fool you. Bill can pluck that bass pretty good.
Well. There's only four strings, so it makes it easier.
And he has his 10 fingers, you know.
Yeah. I got a really nice bass guitar.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear the, what do you call it, mysterious?
The most mysterious song on the internet, yeah.
All right, let's let her rip.
Yeah.
it's the Real BS Show coming back at you.
Back at it.
Hey, it's raining out big time.
Ugh. So yeah, humid.
It's nice, though. Yeah. It's the temperature dropped a bit. So, on this day where we don't have nothing to talk about, I don't know. What do you want to... Well, you wanted to talk about something. I forgot what it was. Oh, that mystery song.
That was a mystery song.
Yeah, we just did that. Okay, scratch that. Well, that was the only thing on the list.
Yeah, if you figure out where that song came from, there's some ideas out there, but I don't know. Some people are coming forward and saying they made that song, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's getting old now.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't know. We'll just play some more music, I guess.
How about this? When you were in California... You saw the
Oroville. Yeah. Oroville.
Talking about rain, you know.
Oh, it was. We're talking 99, 2000, 2000. Well, 2001, I was there when the buildings fell down.
Right.
But I'd go up to the lake up there. That's where Hallie learned how to ride her bicycle. She'd practice on across the top of the dam there.
Yeah.
It was so big. And the lake was. I mean, big. I mean, geez, 40, 50 miles of Lake Oroville.
Right.
But the water was way, way down. I mean, the people who, they had boat ramps there where people would back up and unload their boats. But you look over the edge at the end of the boat ramp, it was another 100 feet to where the water was. So it was really something. Well, now I just saw it the other day. It's so low that the houseboats that there were out there, they're just taking them out because they're just bouncing off the bottom of the...
That's crazy.
Yeah it's just, wow. So that means that their hydroelectric dams and out there are not doing anything.
Right. What do they do for water? That's what I'm wondering about.
Yeah it's hard to imagine. I mean, I think they get a lot from Lake Mead, which is over the Colorado River, I think.
And that's low, too.
Yeah, but, I mean, after a while, there's nobody will take showers. Of course, a lot of folks don't take showers anymore out there anyways. They all live in tents.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's, they're right there next to the ocean. They should be pumping water out of the ocean.
Desalinization, yeah.
Yeah, or at least let it, I don't think, got to be a way, to make fresh water out of salt water.
Old-fashioned way,
just spray it in the air or something.
Right.
I don't know. Make some salt lakes up there.
Yeah, they could. I don't know. That's a tough one. There's a lot of things that we're not prepared for in the United States, and that's one of them. We're blessed to be in the region we are, and out west is just they're going to be suffering.
You'd think Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or one of these guys would invent some kind of way of taking the salt out of water, they'd be super rich. It'd be a lot richer than they are now.
Oh, sure. I agree.
But that would help help the country. I think Israel does that.
They do? Yeah, Morocco did, too, recently put a desalinization on. I think that was Morocco. Yeah, Morocco did. I think, let me check it right now.
Well, they're, on the Atlantic Ocean or maybe Mediterranean? I don't know.
Yeah, there's a, it was recently, they built the world's largest seawater desalination plant, and it's supposed to be operational by 2027.
27?
Yeah.
We might not be here. We'll all die of thirst.
It's going to cost $1 billion to have that fully done.
Yeah, but if it works well, if it does a good job... What's $1 billion here and there?
Yeah, but they already have a few that are across their country in Morocco. I know about that. The problem is they're not as efficient as people think they are. They have to be improved.
So the water's a little salty. Yeah. So what?
So I think that they have to be ran a few times.
You don't have to, when you're cooking stuff, you don't have to add any salt.
There you go.
It's already there.
Yeah, there's a little bit of chunks of fish in there, too.
Couple of fish eyes floating around.
Yum yum. Vitamin B12.
Just call it. What do they make down south?
Gumbo.
Gumbo. Yeah, there you go. It's got fish eyes floating around in there.
Yeah, that's some good stuff.
Oh yuck! I couldn't eat that. I don't know what I was looking at. Jeez, oh man.
It was looking at you.
Yummy, yummy gumbo. I said, no thanks.
You stare into the abyss stares back at you.
Yeah, it's different everywhere, you know. It's just crazy.
Some really crazy food out there for sure.
Yeah.
You know? Was that Rocky Mountain oysters out there, the bull testicles or something? You know what I'm talking about?
No,
there's people
never
eat that stuff, you know?
I heard that one.
Yeah. It's a delicacy. And, like, I don't think so. It doesn't sound appetizing to me.
Just knowing where they came from, I don't know. That's enough.
Yeah.
Probably tastes great. I eat Braunschweiger. I have no clue where that comes from.
It's a mixture of all the pig.
I don't think I want to know.
Yeah.
But, okay, well, let's play some more music, and seeing how we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we're just BS.
Except for it's really hot out there. shoot. Well, you know, when we come here to the studio, I never look in the mirror. But when we come here and I go out and wash my hands, and boom, there's this big mirror, and I say, oh, boy. Every time I look in there, I'm getting older and uglier every time. Every week is worse. Yeah. So I got to stop. Got to find a sink that don't have a mirror.
There you go.
Then I'll feel good.
You could be like some cultures and put a blanket over the mirror because the mirror has spirits in them.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I think a mirror is made out of silver. The backside is covered with silver.
Right.
I got some silver from England. Britannica, I think it was called.
Did you ever go
to... Boy, are they shiny. Ooh.
Did you ever go to a hotel and have mirrors on the ceiling?
No.
You gotta think about that one, Bill, what that means.
Well, the one... very inexpensive place.
Yeah. Need to see all angles for
I
some
did
reason.
Notice... I used to notice when you look in the mirror that the mirror was like a magnifier or something. Everything was bigger.
Yeah.
You know? So
that's what she said.
Yeah. Come here, honey. Look in this mirror.
Does this make my butt look big?
Yeah, there's a question you don't want to answer.
The true answer to that is yes, because there's nothing wrong with a big butt.
Well, they don't think that way.
No, I know.
You get in trouble. You got to lie. You got to learn how to lie sometimes. Lying's not always a bad thing.
No.
All right, well, let's play some music.
All right.
All right, get ourselves out of trouble here.
You don't owe me one more minute of your wasted time. You act like it's all fine. But all the years I gave you, thinking you knew that you wanted me. I wanted to believe I've got to make a destination.
Oh, packs. In our little packs. It isn't hard to leave knowing that I'll be getting life on track. Never looking back. I've gotta make a destination.
Listening to two BSers that that have nothing to say.
We're the real BS show, you know?
Yeah, right. What do you say when you have nothing to say?
Just BS, you know? I mean, yeah. He's got to BS it through.
You got to talk about history or something, yeah. You know?
You got the Egypt, man.
See what, yeah. I love listening about stuff about Egypt. Boy, oh boy, what stuff they built over there.
And some of it's just so baffling how they did it. There's some clues to how they did things, but... No,
well, they say they
sure.
built that great pyramid in Egypt, Giza or yep. something like that. They said it took them 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, when you add up the number of blocks, I don't know, 2-ton, 20-ton blocks or whatever, you add them all up, they'd have to set a block every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
To
yeah.
get it done, because there's like 2 million of these stones that are...
Right.
Plus the inside's got all these hallways and rooms and stuff in there. It's just, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then all these, Luxor and all these places,
right.
Alexandria. I mean, what's his name? Alexander the Great. He died at 33.
Yep.
And
they either think he died of typhoid or he got poisoned.
Yeah, something like that. And I think they buried him in Alexandria.
They're not quite sure where he is. He died in Babylon. They took his casket to Alexandria, and then it ended up disappearing. And there is a hypothesis that one of the saints that are in Venice, that has a tomb in Venice, they think that might be actually Alexander the Great, his body. They don't know whose tomb it is exactly. It's just a mysterious saint or some named saint, but it actually might be Alexander, because the Venice... the Republic of Venice took one of the tombs from Alexandria, thinking it was a saint, and brought it to Venice. But it could have been Alexander, you know? It's hard to say, you know?
Egypt, they got conquered a lot, but everybody that conquered them turned into Egyptians.
Yep.
You know, and these pharaohs and all this kind of... Their culture, I guess it was, just won people over.
Right.
All the way up until the Romans came to town, and then that was the end of Egypt.
There's a saying that Cleopatra, to the time that the Great Pyramid was built, is older than it is from the time from now to Cleopatra. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So the pyramids were older to her than...
She is older than us.
Yeah. And she was actually Greek. She was
Egyptian.
She
killed herself.
Yeah, she did. Mark Anthony. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there was a civil war in the Roman Empire, and it was between Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar. That was his nephew of Julius Caesar's. And then there was Mark.
Julius got stabbed in the back by his son-in-law or something like that.
Yeah, a bunch of people stabbed in the back. They found, I think, 63 stabs.
Brutus
and another gang. Yeah, they all stabbed them to do a coup. And honestly, you know, you look back at that, you know, you have to think about it in the context of the time. Some people celebrate Julius Caesar, but he was a tyrant. You know,
he was a tough nut. Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't want to challenge him, and so basically, people were getting fed up with him and decided to take him out.
Well, mostly senators, you know, because they didn't like being bossed around.
No,
like that,
yeah, he
know.
Destroyed the republic, is what he did.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He basically made the republic a non-thing.
Well, it's back to being emperor, you know.
Yeah,
the senators were, of course, they're just as bad then as they are now.
Oh sure, you know? Oh sure.
Same old corruption over and
nepotism,
over again.
Nepotism, yeah, corruption, nepotism, you name it. There was
taxes, and oh boy, they just.
But yeah,
well, they killed their currency too, you know, by taking gold out of it and slicing pieces off,
devaluing their currency.
Yeah, that's pretty much what killed everybody. Killed Greece, killed the Roman Empire. I mean, it's all about money.
Happened to Germany after World War One. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. After World War One, they, and you know, we're doing the same thing now. All
and
of
China
sudden,
too.
It's on. Yeah, China. It's all on steroids now. I mean, it's just. I mean, never in a war. The government, they got this thing called MMT that's coming,
mm-hmm.
where the federal government issues bonds at 0%.
Yep.
With no...
no interest, yeah.
No interest, but no term limits either.
Wow.
So there's no, you know, like 5 years to get paid back or 10 years to get... There's no, none of that. And they're going to sell them back to the Federal Reserve. Who's buying all the... toxic assets anyways from the banks,
right?
All the bad loans and whatnot. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah It's gonna bite us.
We're just gonna do it to ourselves again, you know?
And you know, most of the bonds are owned by Americans, not foreign governments, and so not only are
foreign governments don't want anything to do with them anymore.
Well, it's the reality is you know, people used to be able to trust in the bonds, and you'd have war bonds, and that would help people save money in the long term, but you can't rely on that anymore.
No, you don't know that. Well, I think the 10-year thing is down to about 1% a year.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if you're, yeah. if you want to, you got inflation at 10% and your bonds are worth 1%, let's see, one from 10 equals you're losing 9%
yeah,
a year
yeah.
with your, so that's like a negative return, you know.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh man, you give the government your money, so, and they tax you anyway, so I mean.
Oh, sure.
what a win-win situation for the federal government. Jeez,
easy win.
But that's not going to last. It's going to fall apart. It's you know, it's just a matter of time, and I think time's getting closer and closer. So, on that happy note, let's play another song, and I don't know, you want to play two songs? You got...
Yeah, I got two songs.
Two songs? We could say goodbye to everybody, and we'll think of something to talk about next week.
Yeah. This is just a BS session.
Yeah. This is about whatever pops into your brain. I'll bone up on my ancient civilization and have come with a few more facts. It's really interesting. History is just amazing stuff, you know.
It's
really
mind-boggling,
is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, we keep doing the same stupid things over and over again. Same screw-ups that they made a long time ago.
They say that history doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme.
Yeah, well, it's going to repeat itself. It's been repeating itself over and over. But I guess I don't know, it's what it is. I guess we got about 80 years to figure it out, and
right.
we're gone. So I'm getting close to the finish line. I got to hurry up.
Right.
But it's fun to watch, though. If you can just stay out of the way, you know, just don't, you can't work, because if you work, they tax the snot out of you.
Right.
If you own a lot of stuff, they're going to tax the snot out of you.
Right.
So, I don't know. Anybody that's trying to improve themselves are going to attack, which is what they've been doing.
Yeah.
And
that's why they're trying to do the global 15% on corporation tax, you know. It's like,
well, when the corporations get taxed, guess who pays that?
The customer. They carry on the cost.
It's called inflation. It's called pension funds. It's called all that stuff, all these dividends that aren't going to be paid.
Yep.
And the rich are going to get richer, and the poor are going to get worse, and the poor.
The corporations aren't going to eat that cost. They're going to carry it over to the customer.
I watch Joe Biden in this. Elizabeth Warren, these people, they say, oh, nobody under 400,000 is going to see it. What?
That's a lie.
What? What kind of craziness are they saying? You know, where'd they come from?
You know, there's a lot of things also he kind of backtracked on his campaign promises, right? You know?
Yeah, I'm waiting for my $200 increase in my Social Security.
Yeah, yeah. That ain't happening. He was talking about $15. He was behind that. and he dropped out of that $15 minimum wage. We don't even need it because look at everybody that's trying to get a job right now can easily get over $15 an hour. They can go anywhere.
You can go to McDonald's and get that almost.
You know, it's like, you know, the reality is we don't need to raise the minimum wage because the companies are trying to bring in employees.
Well, and nobody wants to work. All they got to do is keep the unemployment up to $600-$800 a week, and nobody will work.
But there's jobs out there going for $15 or $16 or $20 an hour.
Yeah,
so,
well,
so
they're
why
trying to get somebody to get off the couch and shut off Netflix and go to work.
Right now, if you're looking for a job, it's probably the best time ever to get a good wage.
You got a lot to choose from, too.
Exactly. You have choice. And so the employers have competition for getting employees. So it's a perfect time. Perfect time.
It's
and
like this, the last buy time, on the dip, which is coming big time.
It kind of reminds me of this, is after the Black Plague happened, a lot of people died in Europe, right? You know what happened? Tons of jobs became available. And so people's value became extremely worthy. And so they were no longer going to be willing to put up with.
So they had a physical. If you were breathing and standing up, you were hired.
Yeah. So,
and you weren't coughing all over the place.
So you could get a job anywhere and request any wage almost. And they can't deny it. They were so. It was a big upheaval.
Well, when these wages go up, I mean, so does inflation. That's just an added bonus.
Cost. Everyone will carry the cost over. It doesn't matter. The cost is going to
rise. The government will take care of us. They'll fix everything.
They know best.
Yeah. Okay, let's play, on a happier note, let's play some music.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what. Let's say goodbye to everybody. Say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Seth. And,
have a good day.
I'll say goodbye. And thank you for listening. And we'll knock you over with a couple of really good songs. Second one I know is that Bluegrass.
Yeah.
It's really, boy, them guys are something.
Yeah.
So on that happy note, we'll see you next week. And thank you.
Every night I saw you there in your old wicker chair, saying, "Ooh, you were wrong, I was right. Didn't matter in the fight." Saying, "Ooh, coffee mug filled it up. I always knew what it was." Saying, been on your side for years. You can never love without crying. Ooh. Is she dead? Is she fine? Every day, every night. Fate has dealt me a lonely blow, I said. Ooh. Tried to help, but only hurt. In the end, I made it worse. Ooh. She dead, she fine. Every day, every night. The writing's on the wall. Please believe me, I smell the alcohol. The only thing I know is that we're in too deep. And maybe when she's dead and gone, I'll get some sleep. You blamed it all on your kids. Told me a lie. Fuck you for that. Fuck all your pride and fuck all your prayers. And all this time I waited like a fool, and for the first time finally I can see you as the leader of the landslide. She left, she left. The writing's on. Believe me, don't answer when she calls. The only thing I know is that we're in too deep. And maybe when she's dead and gone, I'll get some poltergeist in the afterlife. Fading by degrees, I was shaking in the knees. In the aftermath of this broken glass. Oh.
Just a little itty bitty. just saying, and you know that I'm doomed to repeat this with all the bad habits that I learned. But it's better than your fiber.